Israeli tanks and troops re-entered three Palestinian-ruled areas overnight, imposing curfews and searching for Palestinians suspected of attacks on Israel. Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat today urged his people to stop targeting Israeli civilians. Arafat spoke after a suicide bomber blew himself up on a busy Jerusalem street yesterday, killing seven Israelis, including a five-year-old girl and her grandmother. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports.
Israeli troops entered the West Bank city of Bethlehem and the adjacent Dehesha refugee camp in the pre-dawn hours. They also went into Beitunia, a suburb of Ramallah near Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat's headquarters. Palestinian witnesses said Israeli troops also imposed a curfew on a suburb of the West Bank city of Nablus. In the West Bank city of Qalqilya, a Palestinian intelligence chief and two Israeli soldiers were killed in a gun battle when Israeli troops tried to arrest the Palestinian. In Jenin, a curfew continued for a second day, with Israeli troops in total control of the city. Israel Radio reported that the Israeli reinvasion of Jenin had been planned before the latest suicide bombings in Jerusalem. The radio said Israel had a list of 60 Palestinians it hoped to arrest in Jenin, but so far had found only two. Last night, Israel fired helicopter missiles at a metal workshop in the Jabalia refugee camp in Gaza, as well as at several other places in Gaza. An Israeli army spokesman said the metal workshop was used as a weapons factory. Palestinian hospital officials said at least four people were injured. The Israeli reoccupation of Palestinian-ruled areas is part of a new policy put into place after 19 Israelis were killed in a suicide bombing on a Jerusalem bus Tuesday. The policy said that after each attack, Israel will seize Palestinian-controlled land and hold it until the attacks stop. The Palestinian news agency today released a statement by Yasser Arafat, who said that attacks on Israeli civilians must be halted completely. Arafat said they provide a pretext for Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon to reoccupy Palestinian land. Israeli government spokesman Dani Simon dismissed Arafat's call for an end to attacks.
Their condemnation are empty words. Actions have not been taken, and we will take actions. It'll never be an end to terrorism in this case. We're not saying that it would have ended it completely. We believe that there has to be a political process, but the Palestinians have no interest in a political process. They're interested, and they're showing what they're interested in. And this can only be responded in kind. There is no other alternative. A country for peace cannot commit suicide. Israel will not commit suicide for peace.
More than 50 Palestinian intellectuals published a full-page ad in the Al-Quds Daily Palestinian newspaper calling for an end to suicide bombings. The ad said the bombings increase hatred between the two peoples and push a Palestinian independent state further away. Among others, Sari Nusseibeh, the Palestinian official in charge of Jerusalem, and prominent Palestinian legislator Hanan Ashrawi signed the ad. Nusseibeh today said the number of signatories had risen to 200. Palestinian cabinet minister Ghassan Khatib says the only way to end the attacks is for negotiations to restart.
The only way to do that is to have the international community, led by the United States, inviting the two parties to put an end to the military option and to put an end to the principle of using force to achieve political objectives.
Khatib said he was disappointed that President Bush decided to postpone a major policy speech on the Middle East that was expected to call for a provisional Palestinian state. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.